Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The three-day dock worker strike is over, but not because the two sides agreed on a long-term contract, but because they agreed to wait until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. CBS News' Christopher Cruz.
The two sides made a tentative deal to give them a few months to negotiate a six-year contract. The port operators have agreed to a 62% raise over 6 years. President Biden said of the agreement, "With the grace of God and the goodwill of neighbors, it's gonna hold."
At least 206 people are dead because of Helene, with 100 of those deaths in North Carolina, leaving officials wondering whether more could have been done to warn people. CBS News correspondent Skylar Henry spoke to Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer.
We are still in a crisis mode. We are still in the search and rescue mode.
The search for the missing continues as the death toll rises in Asheville, North Carolina.
There are people that died in the storm that lived in homes in areas that had never before experienced flooding.
Elected officials and community residents demand information after a plant's chemical fire sent a chlorine-scented haze across metro Atlanta, Georgia. WSB Atlanta reporter Veronica Waters has more.
Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson supports those working to close BioLab.
The public health, safety, and well-being is at issue.
At a virtual town hall, Rockdale County resident Brenda Anderson said health and safety information is scarce.
They're not concerned about us. They're more concerned about still protecting their position.
While businessman Kirk Lofton worries about the medical and environmental aftermath.
Where do we go from here? That chemical is going to be here for a good minute.
Countries worldwide have drafted contingency plans to evacuate citizens from Lebanon after a dramatic escalation in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah and Iran's missile attack on Israel. The U.S. arranged flights to bring about 250 Americans and their relatives out of Lebanon this week, as thousands of Americans still remain there facing airstrikes amid diminishing commercial flights. The region was meanwhile bracing for Israeli retaliation. The U.S. has seized 41 internet domains used by Russian intelligence agents and their proxies to hack into government agencies, including the Pentagon and the State Department. CBS's Nicole Skanga has more.
The Department of Justice has accused the Callisto Group, a unit under Russia's FSB security service, of orchestrating an ongoing and sophisticated spear phishing campaign aimed at gaining unauthorized access to the computers and email accounts of victims.
Caitlin Clark has been named the WNBA Rookie of the Year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Red Cross in Wisconsin is pleading for volunteers willing to help the Hurricane Helene relief. 30 volunteers with the American Red Cross of Wisconsin have answered the call in recent days. Volunteers will get training. They'll have to commit to 2 weeks of service. Anyone who's interested can sign up at redcross.org/volunteer. Democrat Kamala Harris at the birthplace of the Republican Party Thursday, picking up the endorsement of former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
She possesses some of the qualities of character that I most respect in any individual and any leader. Courage, especially at a moment like this.
Cheney says she's never voted for a Democrat for president, but she says now is a time to put country before party. Cheney has called Donald Trump a threat to democracy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit two home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead two-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Willie Adames was impressed by Chourio's performance.
I mean, insane. I mean, I feel like he's done some, you know, he hit some clutch hits, you know, throughout the year. But I know for him that felt amazing, and for the team felt unbelievable. I changed the whole game right there, and he gave us an opportunity to play game three tomorrow.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sprinkles and showers ending, then we'll see gradual clearing overnight as temperatures drop to the upper 30s to near 40 degrees, or winds light out of the northwest. Plentiful sunshine around for Friday. High temperatures warming to the upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio. Just about a month to go till Election Day. Where do we stand on all the big races? Plus, what's next for the Brewers?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. Just a heads up, my new book is out. You can order it now, The Hidden History. It's the last book, the 10th book in the Hidden History series, The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class and How to Rescue Our Future. I'll be doing a book signing at Powell's City of Books here in Portland on Tuesday, October 15th at 7 p.m. So check it out. On the line with us is our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based in Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the On the Edge podcast, which if you have not subscribed to yet, you must. It is brilliant. He's also his website. He also has a blog on video on YouTube. Just plug in Philip Itner and Itner Philip over on Twitter. Am I right that you're still doing a video blog, or have you combined that with your podcast?
No, it's still. On YouTube.
Cool.
It's still video.
Okay. So what's going on in Ukraine? I mean, I understand Russia dropped the mother of all bombs on Volchansk.
Yes.
For example.
Volchansk.
Thank you.
It's a little town of about 14,000 people, most of whom have already evacuated, of course. It is the largest non-nuclear explosive device in the world. And it's devastating. So awful, as a matter of fact, that it's not only the explosion that will kill you, but rather the vacuum that it creates by the explosion. When the after effect of the explosion happens, it draws in air to fill the vacuum of the explosion.
Wow, nuclear bombs do that. That's amazing.
Yeah. This thing is devastatingly huge, and so they hit a town called Volchansk. They're still trying to make advances in Donbass. Sadly, the Ukrainians have had to withdraw from a town they've been fighting for 2 years called Ugledar. They had to give it up, but it took the Russians 2 years to take it, and countless casualties, so even though while the Russians are making success, at this rate, it's going to take them, goodness knows how long, to really gain any territory. So, not the greatest of news, on the battlefront here in Kyiv. We had a visit by the new, NATO Secretary General, Mark Rutte. A Dutch, former Dutch prime minister, known to be very pro-Ukrainian, and also known to be very good at creating coalitions, which, obviously is something NATO still needs to do. And if, God forbid, Donald Trump gets in after November, more European coalition building within NATO will be needed. Because Trump has openly stated that he's not a fan of the alliance. So Rutte here only on his second day of assuming the position, of Secretary General. So that's taken as a positive as well.
Yeah. I keep reading conflicting things. On the one hand, I'll read articles about how, Ukraine is actually having great successes and they're blowing up Russian ammunition dumps and they're taking out airplanes and stuff like that. On the other hand, I'm reading that, Zelensky's strategy to invade Russian territory may have stretched him too thin, that he's issued a new draft order, that Ukrainian men are fleeing the country to avoid serving, that increasingly it's looking like, Russia is throwing more and more men and more firepower at this thing, and Ukraine might buckle. What's your assessment of what's going on and how long they can last and, what the near and long-term future might be?
It's a tough question to answer, frankly, because both are true. there is a new mobilization law, and people are being drawn up. There's a lot of concern about the amount of training that those soldiers that are being mobilized are receiving. They'd like it to be 12 weeks. There are numerous reports that it's being shaved down to 8 or even 6 weeks, so that when they arrive at the front lines, they're really not ready. And so there's a lot of concern about that, and a lot of the resistance to the mobilization is because of that. But additionally, we oftentimes see on social media a video of Ukrainian guys grabbing people off the streets, and the propaganda message that the Russians try to use with that is that these guys have kind of taken the king's shilling, as it were, and they're going to be bundled into a bus and taken off to a military base, have their head shaven, a weapon thrust in their hand, and off to the front you go. That's not really what's happening on those videos. What's actually happening is they're in violation of registration for mobilization, much like we have punishment for if you don't sign up
For the draft.
For the draft, for the selective service. that's what you're seeing. Now, it is also true that those are the guys, once they are found to be in violation of the mobilization law, they do tend to be the first ones that do get called up. So that is definitely happening within Ukraine. And again, also the other thing that is happening here is that Ukraine continues to get pummeled. We saw a terrible attack in Kharkiv just last night. Constant attacks on these cities that exist on the border area, and they can't fire back. This continues to be a major issue for Ukrainians, is they can't fire deep into Russian territory to push their airfields further and further back, so that they can't launch these glide bombs and things into these cities that lie along the zone. That it is basically what they call the zero line, the point of conflict. So Ukrainians are continually being battered, and they are wondering why it is that, they aren't getting better ability to strike into Russia to prevent these kind of attacks. Now, on the other side of the equation, yes, it is true. The Russians are making some progress in Donbass, incremental, not massive. But we also are hearing some kind of disturbing reports from that side of the equation as well, in that, and you bear with me here because this is very disturbing, frankly. There's a oblast, what we would call a state or a province if you're in Canada, an oblast that was taken over by Russians called Kherson. It's on the other side of the river from where the city of Kherson is. And we are hearing reports now, that, not just reports, but this is actually happening. The Russians are conscripting people because they actually think that they have absorbed this territory into the Russian Federation. These are Ukrainians, and they're being conscripted to fight other Ukrainians. There seems to be something going on in Russia as well with their manpower problems. Putin does not want a third stage of a full-scale mobilization. He's doing everything to avoid it. He's hiking up the pay to try and buy people to come and fight. But this news out of Kherson is particularly disturbing because, again, in essence, what you're doing is invading a country and then taking their people and making them fight against other people in their own country just because you've just been, captured or doesn't mean that your sympathies lie with your captors. And yet here we go. So, yeah. Lots going on, but disturbing on both sides. But this is, of course, terrible, terrible war.
We're talking with Phil Edner, his new podcast, On the Edge. Be sure to check it out. Phil, I had a caller a couple days ago who went off on, actually, I think it was Monday. No, it was Wednesday, yesterday, who went off on how, you know, this could escalate into a nuclear war, and we don't want to have a nuclear war with Russia that could end all life on Earth. And so we need to get, you know, Zelensky to surrender as quickly as possible or just give up that land the Russians have taken and stop the war. You know, called that out as Russian propaganda or Putin's talking points. I'm curious your response.
Well, this is the thing they always do, though. They saber rattle with their nuclear weapons. I mean, if were they to use a nuclear weapon, we've already expressed this. The Western powers have already expressed this openly that, you know, you use a nuclear weapon and that's it for you. That there's a no-fly zone over Ukraine, that the, you know, that there, that anything is that is on the territory of the 91 borders of Ukraine will be suspect, will be subject to attack. It's a bluff. It's scary. It's not something that you want to play a game of chicken with, for sure. But Russians, Moscow knows the ramifications of a nuclear strike, a full-scale nuclear exchange. You know, it's just that would, of course, be the act of a madman. And it's what they do. And the problem with this also is that if you do kowtow to this, they will just use it the next time they want to take some piece of territory. Maybe there are Russian speakers in Estonia. A NATO member state, they could just say, well, you know, and if we said anything about it, they could go, oh, we have our arsenal, our nuclear arsenal, and we would have to count out. So yeah, the problem with allowing that scare tactic and that that psychological warfare to work on you is then it'll work the next time and it'll only involve.
Yeah, and it's a bluff. It's a bluff. Phil Edner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. Check out his podcast, On the Edge. Phil, it is always so great having you on the program. Thank you so much for dropping by again today, and I look forward to next week.
Anytime.
Thank you. We'll be back at 17 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman program. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, So we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What happens when you're the NOK, the next of kin, N-O-K, for a loved one who dies? I'm going through this right now. My best friend died of COVID a few months ago, and I'm the executor of his estate. And I can tell you, it can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. And if something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would if you had a NOK box, a next of kin box, an N-O-K box. The NOK box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones won't have to go on a wild goose chase like I am right now. If you have a household, you need a NOK box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any kit. Exclusively available at theknockbox.com. That's the, T-H-E, theknock, N-O-K, box.com. Go to theknockbox.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and save that 18%.
Nixon made the call in the dead of night, sabotaged the peace to secure his fight. Watergate broke, but the lies were deep. That's how the GOP started to cheat. Reagan's deal with the Ayatollah's hand kept the hostages to win the land. Behind closed doors, they struck their deals. For power and greed, they turned the wheels. The GOP is illicit path to power. Breaking laws, our ally, our from Nixon's games to Trump's big lie. They'll do anything just to climb high. Cheat the system, rig the vote, leave democracy barely afloat.
This is the thing, welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. This is the thing that the media is completely missing, is the context. You know, Tuesday was Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday, and I didn't see one single media mention of the fact that Ronald Reagan stole the 1980 election from him by cutting a deal with the Ayatollah to hold the hostages. Not one. Did you? I mean, you know, if you did, let me know, but not one. Jack Smith is highlighting these new, you know, shocking truths about Donald Trump, and we'll talk about those more as we go through the program. But they're not saying, hey, by the way, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and, you know, those guys and Richard Nixon Pretty much did the same thing. You know, George Herbert Walker Bush had Kuwaitis come over here and lie to Congress so that he could have his short little war that he thought would help him get reelected in 1992. Didn't work out for him. The war wasn't long enough. As his son pointed out to his biographer, Mickey Herskowitz, George W. Bush said, you know, if I become president, I'm going to have a longer war, and I'm going to get everything done. I'm going to have a successful presidency. But our media doesn't talk about this. It's like we're operating in a historical vacuum. Nixon committed treason in 1968. He blew up the negotiations. Actually, they had reached a final agreement between LBJ and the South and North Vietnamese. And he did it by going to the South Vietnamese and saying, the South Vietnamese president, and saying, I'll make you rich. And, you know, just don't go to Paris. Don't go to those peace talks and sign that deal. And that, you know, handed the election to Nixon in 68. He committed treason. Reagan did the same thing. You know, as I mentioned, George Herbert Walker Bush lied and had other people lie on his behalf to have his little war for his election. His son, George W. Bush, he only became president because Catherine Harris, his Secretary of State, was able to invent a brand new category of ballot. She called it a spoiled ballot. This is what the New York Times reported a year after the 2000 election. While 35,176 voters wrote in Bush's name while punching the hole for him, 80,000 wrote in Gore's name while punching the hole for Gore. Catherine Harris decided these were spoiled ballots because they were both punched and written on in order that none of them should be counted. Many were from African-American districts where older and often broken machines were distributed, causing voters to write on their ballots so their intent would be unambiguous. That would have been a 45,599 vote victory for Al Gore if Catherine Harris had not decided all on her own not to count those ballots. And that's why the Supreme Court of Florida ordered a recount that the U.S. Supreme Court, five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, with Clarence Thomas being the deciding vote, and he was appointed by George Bush's daddy, said, you know, we're going to stop the recount. We're going to hand the election to George Bush. And nobody talks about this. And frankly, I'm outraged that the media doesn't talk about it. I'm also very concerned that Democrats don't talk about this. You can bet your bottom dollar if Democrats had screwed Republicans in every presidential election since the 1950s, that Republicans would be squealing about it every day. But Democrats, for some reason, they're like, oh, well, let's just move on. Let's just look to the future. And the media is along with them. You know, the media is not going to do this on their own. Democrats need to, and you and I need to be demanding that they put some context into these stories like the Jack Smith story.
To the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
And in just a minute, I'll share with you the Jack Smith story, and then we'll pick up your calls, too. Stay with us.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief, the Dock Workers Union reached a tentative deal, and this worker is thrilled.
We believe in our president. We believe in everybody, all the foremen, all the big bosses. We never lost faith.
They're going back to work across the East and Gulf Coast as the union and port operators negotiate a new contract. Rescue workers are making their way toward the hardest to reach places like the mountain area of Asheville, North Carolina, in the wake of Hurricane Helene. CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
Hurricanes don't make their way into the mountains of North Carolina. There was never really an opportunity to really prepare for something like this, because even the models that were forecasted didn't project what we saw in certain parts of these communities.
An Israeli airstrike on Beirut killed at least 9. CBS News' Imtiaz Taya.
Lebanon's parliament is just down the road. And for Israel to strike the center of the city like this, so many people are afraid that more is to come.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Union machinists are on strike at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
What made Milwaukee famous has made the area outside the Miller campus a strike zone. About 40 workers were picketing. The union rejected Molson Coors' recent offer, citing inadequate wages compared to other trades and inflation. Molson Coors maintains that their offer is competitive. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin's Attorney General will not get to review sealed bankruptcy documents for the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin. Reports say a federal judge ruled this week against opening papers sealed nearly a decade ago. Josh Call wanted to look at the documents for his investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Kevin Smith fans have been wondering if there will be a Mallrats sequel for going on 30 years. Well, wonder no more. While discussing his new film, The 430 Movie, Smith told the New York Post there will definitely be a Mallrats sequel. The director says he spoke about the sequel with Shannon Doherty before she passed away from cancer. He says Doherty was all on board with the project, and she even told him she would go to the studio with Smith and play the cancer card to get it made if she had to. If you watch any TV at all, you've seen one of Ryan Murphy's shows. His latest is Monsters, about the Menendez brothers on Netflix. His new legal drama is All's Fair. The project took a hit when Halle Berry left, but there is no shortage of actors who want to work. Variety reports that Ed O'Neill will join the cast of the show that follows a divorce attorney at an all-female law firm. The show also stars Naomi Watts, Glenn Close, and Kim Kardashian. O'Neill is best known for his work on Married with Children and Modern Family. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sprinkles and showers ending, then we'll see gradual clearing overnight as temperatures drop to the upper 30s to near 40 degrees or winds light out of the northwest. Plentiful sunshine around for Friday. High temperatures warming to the upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Folks, you're just not going to want to miss this. I've got an incredibly special interview with Illinois Senator and Purple Heart Award recipient Tammy Duckworth.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make a change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit CB Distillery and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the site. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. cbdistillery.com, use the code TOM.
Went down in flames, and billionaires started playing the games. Clinton signed the Telecom Act. The right-wing stations were all intact. They bought up the airwaves coast to coast and put on the voices they loved the most. Radio silence.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. I mentioned yesterday the problem of Catholic hospitals refuse and having, you know, like a huge share of all the hospitals in the United States and refusing to provide not just abortion services, but, you know, things like tubal ligations and vasectomies and, you know, just routine health stuff. And now California's Attorney General Rob Bonta is suing a Catholic hospital. They nearly killed a woman. If I'm reading this thing right, according to the lawsuit, back in February, a woman named Anna Nuslock was rushed to Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka, California, because her water broke only 15 weeks into her pregnancy. She was in pain. She was bleeding. Tests at the hospital confirmed that the twins she was carrying would not survive. That by itself is a tragic situation, but the hospital, this Catholic hospital, made it worse. According to her physician, quote, she was at increased risk of serious complications with every minute that passed, which meant that they had to get these fetuses out of her. They represented all kinds of problems, spiking blood pressure, infection, because her water had broken, and also to protect her ability to have children in the future. So the normal procedure would have been a medical abortion, just go in and take them out. But this was a Catholic hospital. So to quote from the lawsuit by the California Attorney General, quote, instead of providing the emergency medical care she needed, Providence Hospital offered her a bucket and towels. Let that sink in. You're hemorrhaging, potentially to death, and the emergency room physician says, here's a bucket and towels. Leave. She was sent away. The Catholic bishops who set the hospital policy said, well, there is another option. You could be airlifted to another hospital, a real hospital, where they will actually take care of you. Problem is, that would have cost her about $10,000 and her insurance wouldn't cover it. Option two, there was a high-quality hospital with an OB-GYN section, in the state where she could have gotten care. It was a five-hour drive. And her doctor said she would die within those 5 hours. She would not have been able to make it. So option three, which is the one that she took, was to go to an emergency care facility, not a real hospital, but, kind of one of these doc-in-the-box. But they had enough facilities, they had enough stuff there that they could deal with it. And, that's what she did, it took her 20 minutes to get there, along with the bucket and the towels that were by then soaked in blood. The new doctor she met at the new hospital said she was, quote, actively hemorrhaging when she arrived. She never should have been in that situation. And as it turns out, there's a law in California. It's called California's Emergency Services Law that specifically protects patients. It bans patient dumping, and it says any facility with an ER has to treat people. So California's cracking down on a Catholic hospital. This is interesting. Another interesting thing here, Melania has a new book out. CNN is reporting
that her publicist reached out to them and said she would love to come on CNN if you want to interview her. She wants $250,000 cash up front. She wants you to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and she has terms about what you can and cannot ask her about. Right. But anyhow, in her book, she says, it is imperative to guarantee that women have autonomy in deciding their preference for having children based on their own convictions, free from any intervention or pressure from the government. In other words, she comes out being pro-abortion or pro-choice. This is the same thing Laura Bush did. This is what Republican wives do. You know, when their husbands are right-wing radicals or pushing right-wing radical policy, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, Trump talked about trying to get his second wife to have an abortion, you'll recall, back in the day when she got pregnant with Tiffany, Marla Maples. So there's no doubt in my mind that Trump doesn't care about abortion one way or the other. But the Republicans, they're all so you know, Melania's saying this, and it's getting all kinds of headlines, and it's going to cause people, just like, you know, J.D. Vance doing okay in the debate, it's going to cause people to say, well, maybe they're not so bad. Yeah, they're that bad. This is a scam. And finally, of course, the big news yesterday was Jack Vance, my favorite science fiction author, sorry. Jack Smith dropping the new brief, the new, you know, aspect of his indictment of Donald Trump, saying that Trump was well aware he had lost the election. His family knew that he lost the election. He told them that he lost the election when he was in the helicopter with apparently his wife and son. He said, nonetheless, even if you lose, you have to fight like hell. He had told his advisors that he was going to declare victory before all the ballots were counted and any winner was projected as part of his strategy to steal the election. They had an FBI forensics expert go through his phone and discovered that during the time that the riot was happening, he was on Twitter constantly monitoring what the rioters were doing. He knew what was going on. He knew all the details of it. And instead of trying to stop it or slow it down, an hour or so into it, tweeted out, Mike Pence is not doing what he should do. I mean, those aren't the exact words, but you can find them. And by the way, this was planned. I mean, you know, Jeff Tiedrich calls him the one-man leper colony, Steve Bannon. 2 hours after talking to the phone with Donnie on January 5th, the day before the coup attempt, Steve Bannon announced on his show, quote, all hell is going to break loose tomorrow. And this is in Jack Smith's indictment. So, and it goes on and on. There's one of his campaign director, Michael Roman, apparently said, make them riot, do it. I mean, this is pretty potent stuff. Donald Trump is a criminal. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, the question is, will he be held to account? Nixon got away with his crimes around elections. Reagan got away with his crimes around elections. George Herbert Walker Bush got away with his crimes around elections. And George W. Bush got away with his crimes when he was governor of Florida around his own election. So will Trump get away with it, or is he going to be the unlucky Republican, the first one since Dwight Eisenhower to commit a crime? I mean, Eisenhower was the last good Republican president, right? And that was 1952 and 56. Every Republican president since then has committed crimes to get into office or to stay in office, and the media just won't talk about it. It's amazing. Anyway, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Can you tell us which polling organizations you trust? And also, are there any updates in terms of how Kamala is doing in the swing state polling as of today?
Yeah. I don't trust any of them, Larry. Just to tell you right up front, I think the polling science. I mean, they promised that they were going to tweak things after 2022. Because 2022 they underestimated the Republican vote. In 2020 they overestimated the. In 2020 they underestimated the Republican vote. In 2018 they underestimated it. In 2016 they underestimated it. So. It's like, who knows? I mean, so they're changing their algorithms and things, you know, and all this kind of thing.
But they're dealing with a very real problem, and that is that, you know, cell phones have this feature where you can, you know, flip a button on your cell phone and it will not ring if it's not somebody on your contact list. And, you know, people are increasingly just not taking these calls. I am concerned. The thing that concerns me is just here in Portland on television. I mean, I'm not seeing the Trump ads here because, Oregon's not a swing state. But one of the big dark money groups has just dropped a huge money bomb against Janelle Bynum, who is this just great person who's in the Oregon legislature, who's running for Earl Blumenauer's seat here in where, you know, as my representative here in the 5th District. And maybe she's the next district over, Janelle Bynum. And but they're going after her just aggressively, and it's just, I mean, the money is hitting the airwaves right now, and we're seeing Harris's numbers go down in the polls in all of the swing states right now, and it's because of these, you know, multi-billion-dollar ad buys that are happening. Larry, I got to run, but thank you for the call. I'm sorry I don't have anything more reassuring to say. We need to get active, and we need to get out there, and we all need to make sure that we're voting and everybody we know is voting. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X. .com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability than traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. This stuff really works. Louise and I use Just Thrive Probiotic. We've been using them for several months now. It's just remarkable, the difference. JustThriveHealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off.
Mountains rise up high, a testament to grace. Engines purr.
It's 51 minutes past here, excuse me, and picking up your calls here, Brooks in Phoenix. Hey, Brooks, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I've got a question for you. The Project 2025, is that not the modern-day incarnation of the libertarian platform that David Koch ran on when he ran for president or vice president back a decade ago or so? And if it is, why don't we make people aware of that and the fact that it only got 5% of the vote?
Yeah. Koch's run for vice president on the Libertarian ticket in 1980 was unsuccessful, obviously. He only got 1 million votes, or he and his party. I mean, I think Brown was the guy who was at the top of the ticket. Project 2025 is a lot less radical than David Koch's. David Koch wanted to eliminate virtually all federal agencies, eliminate the Department of Education, end public education in the United States, period, altogether. He wanted to end all income taxes. He wanted to privatize the air traffic control system. He wanted to basically privatize. He wanted to end Social Security, end Medicare. It was just a complete libertarian platform, a complete radical libertarian platform. Now you could argue that Project 2025 has elements of that, that it kind of sprang from that, that was the foundation, the ground out of which it sprouted. But and it's far more radical than most Americans really would ever want to go along with, and even what many Republicans would want to go along with. But no, it's not the same thing. So,
okay, hey, thank you for setting me straight on it. I heard bits and pieces of Project 2025, and it sounded like a lot of similarity.
There are similarities, but it's sort of the weird stepchild of. I probably shouldn't even use that phrase because it kind of trash talks stepchildren, and they can be wonderful.
Yeah.
But I lack a better metaphor. I don't. You know, it's the weed that grew in the garden. I something like that. Brooks, yeah. Thanks for the call. I got to move along.
It sounds like kind of Plan B for the same objective.
Exactly.
Made by the same guy.
Exactly. Moving in the same direction. Yes. Exactly. Thank you, yeah. Brooks. Daryl in Bainbridge Island, Washington. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Good morning, Tom.
I get sound bites from you every once in a while, almost every day. And one is Appalachia came up the other day. My father was from Louisville, and we're all Democrats there, but I've never heard anybody call in the last 20 years from Kentucky. I might have missed that day.
We've gotten a fair number of Kentucky callers. Most of them are listening on Sirius XM because it blankets the entire nation.
Okay, well, maybe I missed that day, but I'm not prejudiced against Kentucky, although it was a slave state.
Yeah.
And my cousin had a mammy. When she got dementia, she mentioned she had a mammy, it was out. So there's a play called Kentucky Cycles by a Seattle playwright. I can't remember his name. It's a bad day for me, memory. But he did get Cranston to play LBJ on Broadway, which was a big deal. Hmm. Scalpers went crazy. It was a big deal. Have you heard of the play?
I have not.
Kentucky Cycle.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, it's on YouTube, and it's about the Atlantic Richfield J.P. Vances of the world. BSing the farmers, the illiterates in Appalachia, which is coal mining today, right? It was all about Atlantic Richfield.
It was about grabbing mineral rights?
Correctamente.
Yeah.
And
it's
a 3-hour play, and it couldn't play on Broadway because New Yorkers can't sit still for 3 hours, I guess. I don't know.
I get it. Daryl, I got to catch another call here, but thank you for pointing that out.
You do a lunch. You have to do a lunch with it. It's great.
I'll check it out. Thank you, Daryl. Sean in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Sean, what's up?
How are you?
Good.
All right. I'm an independent voter, formerly a moderate Democrat, meaning I'm not really liberal, although I don't really get into people's personal lives and stuff like that. But the thing is, I watched the Vance, what's his name, J.D. Vance, and J.D. Vance didn't win that. They keep saying J.D. Vance won that by a landslide. Then the CBS polls are saying it was close, but J.D. Vance slightly won. I don't think J.D. Vance won that.
Because?
He didn't do anything impressive. He went along and just went along Trump's lies, pretty much Trump's puppet.
I think the expectations were so low. People were expecting him to start snarling and talking about, killing immigrants or something, or how we need to get over our dictator phobia. And instead, he sounded reasonable, and he lied about his policies over and over and over again to make them sound more reasonable. And, of course, that's why they say he won, because he was a successful liar.
Debate. That's proven to people he's a liar.
Yeah, that's true.
And he is a known liar.
Yeah, yeah. And he's very good at it.
Guy, okay.
They taught him well in law school at Yale.
He bashed some guy's military record.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance never seen combat. He was an E6 of the Marine Corps. And he sat behind a desk and did nothing.
Yeah, he was essentially writing press releases. That's what he was doing. Sean, thank you. Spot on. Good talking to you. We'll pick up the conversation on the other side of the break. Latosha Brown is going to drop by for a few minutes. So she's with Black Voters Matter on the VP debate. And then we'll continue this conversation. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin will join us to talk about the newest referendum you're going to see on the November ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.